Hi there. The word for today is take your stand. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You can't sit on the sidelines when God has called you to the front lines. And sometimes that means taking a stand for what's right, even if it's unpopular. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Note, gates are defensive measures. That means we have been called to attack the powers of hell. In 1517, a monk named Martin Luther picked a fight with the religious establishment. What a fight! He challenged the status quo by attacking the selling of indulgences, which were literally licenses to sin. He posted the 95 Theses on the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, and ignited what we now call the Reformation. Luther probably didn't know that he was making history, but small acts of faith and courage have a domino effect. When we do what's right, regardless of the circumstances or consequences, we set the table for God to turn the tables. At the Diet of Worms in 1521, Luther was summoned by Holy Roman Emperor Charles V and put on trial for his beliefs. But instead of recanting, Luther mustered the moral courage to take a stand. He replied to the emperor, "My conscience is taken captive by God's word. I cannot and will not recant anything, for to act against our conscience is neither safe for us nor open to us. On this I take my stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen." So, let me ask you, who or what do you need to stand up for? The homeless? The fatherless? The voiceless? Don't let the problem overwhelm you. Don't let what you cannot do keep you from doing what you can. Okay? That's the word for you today.